This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. You loved him on Battlestar Galactica and Miami Vice and Stand and Deliver, plus the movie Selena. Now, Edward James Olmos is talking about a new movie called Water and Power. We'll talk with him in a moment. But first, a drinking map of the United States shows which booze rule in which states. Instead of red states and blue states, there are beer states, wine states, spirit states, and a few places where people just like their moonshine. Apparently, folks down in Florida like their rum and margaritas. Northern California, Oregon, and Washington State prefer locally produced wine. And whiskey and bourbon go down nicely in Kentucky and Tennessee, of course. Midwesterners prefer Budweiser. The Lone Star State digs Lone Star beer. And Coors rules in Colorado. Taylor Swift was seen giving alcoholic drinks to her underage friend Lorde after the Golden Globe Awards. Swift gave rum and cokes to the singer, who's only 18 years old. Swift says she didn't force her friend to drink, but talked about how much she loved rum. Red Velvet Oreos will debut February 2nd for a limited run to take advantage of the Valentine's Day rush. The normally black chocolate cookie wafers will be dyed red, and they will sandwich a cream cheese-flavored cream. The iconic cookie is looking to cash in on the Red Velvet Anything dessert craze, often a red-colored cake topped with cream cheese instead of frosting. A 20-cookie package will set you back about $5. Veteran actor Edward James Olmos is backing a new movie called Water and Power.
Yeah, I'm actually, it's one of the presentations for my production. And what's really extraordinary is that this film came to me by way of a viewing that I saw it in for Sundance. It comes out of the Sundance lab. And it was so moving because it deals with a subject matter which has been dubbed before, but it's always from the west side looking at the east side of Los Angeles. This is from the east side looking at the west side. It deals with two brothers who are police. One's a police officer, and the other one's a state senator. Water and Power. Those are the two brothers' nicknames. Because the father worked for the Water and Power Company when they were born. The film comes out on iTunes, Amazon, Voodoo, and Google Play. And the DVD, of course, will follow later.
So this is something you saw and just said, I got to get behind this, and it's called Water and Power. What separates it from other movies that you've seen?
The writing. It was written by Richard Montoya, who's part of Culture Clash, incredible theatric group.
You're a busy actor. What's next for you?
Well, actually, we have a thing called Monday Nights at 7, which will be out sometime in the end of the year, towards October. Actually, I'm on S.H.I.E.L.D. right now, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Wow, a lot of people tuning in for that one. That's a real cult favorite, huh?
Yeah. It is.
And what role do you play on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I can't tell you, else I'd have to eliminate you.
Oh, all right. Well, he's sticking to the script, folks. He's not going to give anything away.
All I can tell you is that when my character smiles, the whole world smiles with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to just tell you this little anecdote. I met you back in 96, 97. I'm not exactly sure. It was a clean water walk in Croton, New York.
Oh, yeah.
And you were there. Billy Baldwin was there and Glenn Close and Al Roker. There were a bunch of celebrities. And I went up to you and I did a quick little interview and talked about Miami Vice and all this stuff. And then you said, and I've got a movie coming out called Selena. And you said to me, make sure you keep track of the girl who plays Selena because she's fantastic. I said, what's her name? He said, well, you've never heard of her. Her name is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, no one had heard of her at that time. A tremendous movie.
You're a now, good talent scout.
Oh, just recently I did a film called Billy Brown with Gina Rodriguez. She just won the Golden Globe for Best Actress.
Oh, yeah, for Jane the Virgin, yeah. Well, you really know how to pick them.
Well, let me tell you, they're excellent talents out there. Well, we're lucky enough to have a need for them, which is really lucky. I mean, Selena, probably the hardest movie I've ever made.
Selena was murdered by the fan club president, right?
Exactly. But it was very difficult. Every time I would do a scene, the father, who was the only one that came to set, nobody else, and the father would be standing there, and I would finish the scene, and it would be some kind of a happy scene during the last concert, major concert. She did Texas, or driving the bus on the bus, and all the love and family that there was, what they went through. And I turned around and I'd look, and there he'd be in heaving sobs with his back towards the set. It was just horrible.
Well, it just shows your strength as an actor that you could pull that off playing the father of Selena. And we thank you for a couple of minutes, Edward James Olmos. We'll look for this on all the various platforms tomorrow. It's called Water and Power. It sounds like a great little movie, and we thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you so much.
With Edward James Olmos, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Back in 2003, Samantha Carrington, a naturalized American citizen of Iranian descent, accused Southwest Airlines of racial profiling. She sued the airline for false imprisonment and malicious prosecution after authorities forcibly removed her from her scheduled flight. How do you think this jury trial turned out? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Iranian-born Samantha Carrington was awarded $27 million in damages by a Texas jury. And that's the final verdict.
Think green. How about a computer laptop bag that's solar powered? Harrison with you. As going green gets even more innovative, there's now such a thing as a solar powered laptop bag. It's called the generator and uses the sun's natural energy to charge your computer. Currently, when we plug into the wall for a charge, it can take 3 or 4 hours to juice up a regular laptop. But with the solar-powered laptop bag, add maybe only an hour, and the process is portable, of course, meaning you'll never need an outlet again. It's pretty pricey, though, at $499, but it's still a full-on laptop bag, and you'd even be able to charge your computer at the top of the Himalayas. Not that that's part of anybody's plan, of course. Another great green gadget, this one at VoltaicSystems.com. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.